Good morning. Joanne Fox joining me from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. I, of course, am Steve Smith, and it's this week's edition of Cultural Continuum for Friday, April 7th, or the weekend beginning Friday, April 7th.
And this is our first Cultural Continuum for the month of April.
Yes, although last week was pretty darn close.
Mostly
April stuff last week. But anyway, we digress. We begin with an event that we are holding ourselves at Siouxland Public Media Presents Ode. And tonight, it's the live storytelling night, and it's at historic Pierce Mansion. It gets underway at 7 o'clock this evening. The theme is Growing Up is Hard to Do. It was 6, now I believe it's 7. We had a bonus storyteller tonight coming
in. Love
a
bonus.
Yes. So 7 community members will be sharing true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. That show is going to open with live music by Tyler Plum. If you'd like more information, if you want to buy tickets, whatever, you can go to our website, kwit.org, or you can call us here at the station.
The Sioux City Community Theater presents The Star on My Heart. That's going to be tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee performance at 2 p.m. The Star on My Heart is an original play written about the life of Inga Auerbacher, a survivor of the Terezin labor camp. She will herself be on hand as a special guest and will speak after the performances. This event is free and open to the public. If you happen to miss her that presentation at the Orpheum, that was Thursday night, last night, then you still have opportunities to see it out at the Sioux City Community Theater, which is on Riverside Boulevard.
And that'll be tonight, tomorrow night, and then Sunday afternoon.
Closes Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Northwestern College's a cappella choir will be holding a concert tonight at 7:30 at the Northwestern College Christ Chapel. The concert will include devout church music, gospel spirituals, and Renaissance selections. It's a free event, which is open to the public.
Another free event, Morningside College presents a production of Juanito and His Tales. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. It is also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's in Klinger-Neal Theater. The play explores the adventures of young Juanito, a prankster in his little Mexican village, and he pays the price for his pranks when he is imprisoned by a sorcerer and transformed into a toad. Sounds fascinating. The play blends lessons of positive self-image and empathetic social action with the textures and color of Mexican folk tales. Again, that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow again, 7 o'clock.
Sorcerers and Toads. H&R Block in the Gordon Plaza is hosting a shred-up party tomorrow morning, or tomorrow midday, I should say, from 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock. Documents containing personal information can be shredded safely and securely at no cost. It's tomorrow from 10 to noon at the H&R Block in Gordon Plaza.
Visual artist Yun Shin of Orange City and the Iowa Arts Council's 4 other Artist Fellowship Program recipients will speak at the Sioux City Arts Center at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The Meet the Artist series includes a 1-hour presentation by the artists, followed by a reception so visitors can talk with them. The Iowa Arts Council created this fellowship program in 2014 to support professional active Iowa artists who are at a pivotal point in their career. Again, that is an opportunity to meet these artists 2 o'clock Saturday at the Sioux City Arts Center.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Youth Orchestra will present its spring concert. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the B.J. Hahn Auditorium on the Dort College campus in Sioux Center. The orchestra will be performing favorites by Tchaikovsky, Geminiani, Leroy Anderson, as well as Mexican composer Eduardo Gamboa. Also on the program is an Iowa premiere of a South Dakota composer, Deanna Weirspan's Breath. Weirspan is a Sioux Falls resident, and she composed Breath in honor of Ashley Ballou Bonema and her life living with cystic fibrosis.
Noah's Hope Animal Rescue is holding its annual Spay Getty Dinner. That's a great pun.
I get it, spay.
Yeah, and I believe it's also Spay Getty with no balls. So I can say that on public radio, I think. So now, segueing away, it is on Saturday. It's 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is at the Sioux City Convention Center. Now, in addition to the food, there's going to include more than 35 vendor booths, crafts, goods. More information on this event, Noah's Hope Animal Rescue.com.
The Sanford Museum Association presents Walt Whitman Live tomorrow night at 7:30. Whitman is portrayed by Dr. Bill Cook, an adjunct professor at the University of Northern Iowa. Dr. Cook will highlight major poems from Whitman's collection, as well as Whitman's tribute to Abraham Lincoln and O Captain, My Captain.
On Sunday, the Sioux City League of Women Voters is hosting a free showing of the award-winning movie Dirt, and that's going to be at It'll start at 2 o'clock. It's about a two-hour movie, so it'll go from 2 to 4 on Sunday, and it will be at the Sioux City Public Museum. Now, the movie travels from the vineyards of California to the plains of Kenya to reveal a story with heart and soil.
Man, the
Wowzer. Two women farmers from the Iowa Great Lakes region will add to the discussion of the film. Again, that's Sunday, 2 o'clock, Sioux City Public Museum.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center presents Songs and Tales Along the Trails with prairie poet and storyteller Marcy Broyhill and songwriter and guitarist Teresa K. Orr. That'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Orr will present powerful songs conveying struggles, joys, and fun that were part of everyday life in the early West, including Outlaw Trail, Out Here in the West, and I Ride to the Sunset. Broyhill will share stories of courageous and colorful characters of Western culture. The audience will learn about outlaw Doc Middleton, Nebraska's Robin Hood, and area lawman Two Gun Heart. SiouxCityLCIC.com has additional information.
Here's a road trip up to Cherokee. Abraham Lincoln, a man of his time, a man for all times. It's an exhibit that's going to open April 10th. It will run through April 30th, in case you can't get up there April 10th. It is at the Sanford Museum in Cherokee. And this exhibit traces Lincoln's path from a self-educated, rough-hewn lawyer with virtually no administrative experience to the president who guided a divided nation through the crises of slavery, secession, and the Civil War. Now, Lincoln's own words in speeches, letters, and proclamations will encourage a deeper understanding of our 16th president's life, accomplishments, and legacy. Again, that exhibit is at the Sanford Museum in Cherokee, goes from April 10th through April 30th.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Grown-Up Orchestra will wrap up its 30th season with the concert series Rocky. It's an all-Rachmaninoff program featuring guest artist pianist Sean Botkin Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the B.J. Hahn Auditorium at the Dort College in Sioux Center. Rachmaninoff, who lived most of his life in the United States in exile from Russia, is often referred to as Rocky by orchestral musicians because, of, like the famous boxer, his music always carries a punch.
Oh, very good. Wayne State College's Woodwind Chamber Ensembles are going to take the stage on Monday, and that's in the evening. The event is going to feature student performers in the flute choir, the clarinet choir, and the saxophone ensemble. It's a free concert. It's going to be held 7:30 p.m. in the Lay Theater, and that is on Wayne State College's campus.
Western Iowa Tech is hosting its fourth annual Festival of Nations event featuring food, cultural dress, live music, and performances put on by the college's English language learners, international students, and staff. The Festival of Nations is Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Environmental historian and author Connie Mutel will present from her latest book, A Sugar Creek Chronicle, Observing Climate Change from a Midwestern Woodland. Now, that's going to be April 12th. It's at 7 o'clock. It is in the Meese Recital Hall on Briarcliff University's campus. A natural history advisor for the University of Iowa, Mutel is best known for her book, Fragile Giants, A Natural History of the Luss Hills. Now, she has written or edited about 14 other books, many, many articles. Again, that event is April 12th, 7 o'clock, Meese Recital Hall, Briarcliff University campus.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like us to talk about, email that to us at kwytpsa@wytcc.edu. For my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.